You're listening to an encore presentation of the Superhuman Radio Show.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome to Superhuman Radio. Today's show is for the men. Actually, that's not totally true. There's some information here that women can garner as well. We're gonna be talking today with a fellow about a supplement, a naturally occurring supplement that has been shown to regrow hair in clinical studies. We're going to examine that, find out if it's worthy of your time, and also we are going to be discussing the effects of resistance exercise on men. Apparently, there is a link to longevity. Does it increase it or decrease it? We're going to be talking about that today as well. Before we get started in the show, I just want to cover a couple things. First of all, anytime you want to hear a past episode of Superhuman Radio, you can go to superhumanradio.com. If you can't hear the whole show in the market that you're listening to us, always go to the website. Every show for the past 2 years is there. You can go back in time and listen. And we've got quite a few free things going on right now at superhumanradio.com. First of all, you can get a free bottle of Amino Active. Amino Active is a specially blended group of amino acids that relieves pain, but more importantly, it does it by enhancing recovery. So you don't have to be in pain to use Amino Active. You can actually use it as a post-exercise supplement to speed recovery and help build muscle faster. And if you call the phone number 888-878-9058, you can get a free bottle of Amino Active shipped to your door. No distributors, please, and only one bottle per household. So check that out, 888-878-9058. Get a free bottle of Amino Active for yourself. Also, we're giving away $1,000 worth of protein, a year's supply of protein powder. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win one 10-pound tub every single month for 12 months shipped right to your door from American Way. They are a sponsor of the show, and they do have the best protein powder on the market. Highest concentration of whey protein isolates, best flavors, very economically priced. So check them out too, American Way, WHEY.com, and please go to superhumanradio.com and enter the drawing to win $1,000 worth of protein powder. Tell your friends, this is a great opportunity. Most of us don't get enough protein to begin with. And obviously, this is a good way to help supplement and not have to pay for it. And then also at the Superhuman Radio website, we have structured a discount with Power Block, my favorite dumbbell. I keep them in the studio and I work out during the commercial breaks. You can get a 20% discount off of any Power Block product. This is a very, very deep discount. It's not offered anywhere else except Superhuman Radio. Go to the website, superhumanradio.com. And click on the Power Block banner ad on the right side of the homepage, and you'll be transported to their website, and the 20% discount will automatically take place should you make a purchase and check out. So there you have it. Okay, so in just a moment, we're going to get started with the show, but first I want to take a quick commercial break, pay a couple bills, and then we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle.
muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape.
He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I just did a quick workout during that commercial break with my power blocks. I got a great pump going on my biceps and shoulders right now. Okay, my first guest today is Eric Potratz, and he is with Primordial Performance, and they are an advertiser on the show. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
We're here today to talk about a new product of yours called Toco 8. What is Toco 8?
Well, Toco 8, it's a dietary supplement, and it just so happens to be great for hair loss and all that, and there's a bunch of benefits to it, and I want to talk about that a little bit later if we can, because I think it's important that I talk a little bit about the history of vitamin E and kind of how, you know, vitamin E came to be and how many different vitamin E's there really are, because I think most people, when they hear vitamin E, they think it's just one nutrient, but there's actually eight different vitamin E's, and that's why the product's called Toco 8, because it contains all eight of these vitamin E's.
So when I buy vitamin E at the grocery store, I'm not getting all eight of them, right?
No. Odds are you're getting something called alpha-tocopherol, and that's only one of the vitamin E's. And there's a reason that we find only this one vitamin E in our supplements. And I want to talk about that a little bit here. So basically, this is how it started. It was back in the 1920s and 30s when all the big vitamin research was going on. And the U.S. government, they were trying to find, you know, and isolate certain vitamins, you know, vitamin A through K and whatnot. And they found these vitamin E's, and they knew about all eight of them. But they wanted to find the most powerful, you know, because they figured, okay, there's eight vitamin E's. They're all sort of related, you know, in their chemical structure. But, you know, there's got to be one that's the most powerful. And they kind of assumed that the others were just weaker versions, of the most powerful. So, you know, but the truth is they're all very different. But anyhow, so they wanted to identify, you know, the most powerful one. And they performed a study. It's a fetus reabsorption study, and this is done on rats. And what they do is they take these female rats and they completely deplete them of vitamin E by just basically washing their diet out. And when they get pregnant, they'll have this fetus reabsorption. Well, they'll reabsorb their baby and you know for nutrients because they're so nutrient depleted.
You mean the baby actually doesn't get born because they reabsorb
right.
the fetus?
Right.
Oh man.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And this was good science at the time for establishing the vitamin content needed for humans. This is how they would figure it out. So they took each one of these vitamin E's. And they gave it, to the rats in small amounts, and they found that it took the least amount of alpha-tocopherol to prevent the
reabsorption. Right.
Yeah. So they assumed, okay, well, here it is. Here's the most powerful vitamin E. And, you know, that's where it all began, and that's what they formulated the recommended daily allowance off of, was this study here.
So where does tocotrienols come in?
Well, you know, like I said, they knew about them, but they considered them just weaker vitamin E. So they were kind of ignored, you know, and they've been ignored, you know, up until now, up until the last 10 or 15 years when the tocotrienol research, you know, just started surfacing. You know, but ever since then, we've kind of been bombarded with this alpha tocopherol. I mean, this stuff is in everything. It's in our cereal. It's in, you know, our multivitamin.
Yeah, anything that has a vitamin E supposed content, it's always alpha tocopherol, right?
Right, right. And I know that tocopherol, that's the correct pronunciation of it, Carl. I know you're saying it right, but I felt that it, you know, saying tocotrienol, tocopherol kind of helps.
No, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you say potato, I say potato. You know.
Sure.
But anyway, so good. Yeah.
The industry kind of has this pressure on it to only put this alpha tocopherol in the products because it's the only supplement. It's the only vitamin E that's recognized as vitamin E. You know, as far as the government is concerned. So.
We're going to go into a quick commercial break here, very, very brief break, okay?
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to finish up on this. We're talking today with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance. You're an advertiser on the show, and we're talking about a product called Toco 8. And we're going to, if you stay tuned, we're going to explain how this can help you regrow hair. So you men out there who are having issues with hair loss or your hair is thinning as you get older, we've got some solutions for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is. But we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance about their new product, Toco 8. So, Eric, you were saying before we went into the break that the way tocotrienols are different than tocopherols is?
Well, it's in their chemical structure. And, you know, all vitamin E, they have this phytal tail. It's this little tail that kind of extends off. And the tocotrienols have this. It's a shorter tail, and it's slipperier, I guess you could describe it like that.
Okay.
And at least its action in the body. Now, this allows it to get into places that tocopherols can't get into. It makes it more mobile. So, you know, it's able to get into cell membranes easier than like a larger alpha tocopherol is. And, and that's what its benefits are attributed to, in that, you know, it's one of the very few nutrients that's actually able to remove plaque from the arteries, which is incredible.
That is amazing. So for people out there who have plaque in their arteries, they're, you know, once they're diagnosed with that, they're thinking, oh man, how do I reverse this? This is one way to reverse that.
Yeah. And you know, people may not know they have plaque in their arteries. I mean, it's not a problem until you're diagnosed with heart disease. So, but the thing is, you know, it can influence other factors in your life. I mean, it can negatively influence erectile function and be a contributor to true, you know, erectile dysfunction.
Right.
And, I mean, among other things, and that's what kind of brings us in to the hair loss benefits, in that when you sort of clean these arteries out and you remove plaque, you're enhancing blood flow. You know, it's not just heart healthy, it's healthy to all the tissues in the body.
Right.
You know, even the peripheral tissues and as far out as the hair follicle. So, you know, you're getting more blood, more nutrients to the hair follicle, and this is where the hair loss benefits come from. It prevents hair loss and encourages hair regrowth.
Now, has this been clinically shown, or is this just something that we're surmising?
No, it's been clinically shown. The Toco 8, the exact same ratio of vitamin E that we have in Toco 8 has been patented for its benefit on hair loss.
Really?
Yeah.
And can you talk about the studies that have been done on it?
Yeah, the studies, they were long-term studies, so they were like 5-month studies. I know that's not super long-term, but, you know, this isn't something you're going to see benefits, you know, overnight or
right.
in a couple weeks.
Sure.
It's something you have to supplement with for a couple months.
Right.
And the results were very impressive. There was an average of a 42% increase in the number of hairs.
Wow, that is significant.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, you know, they just did hair counts, and, you know, it wasn't like a hair weight, you know, hair thickness. It was number of hairs, so that, you know, new hairs were sprouting up, and it was pretty exciting.
So how much Toco 8 does someone have to take on a day-to-day basis to see these benefits?
Well, we sell it in a month supply, and that month supply is a clinically effective dose for the hair loss effect. So, and that's, I believe it's about 600 milligrams of mixed tocotrienols and tocopherols.
Now, this particular version is derived from a very exotic fruit called the palm fruit, correct?
Right.
Yeah, and I've actually seen a recent study, March of this year, that showed the cardiovascular benefits of the oil of the palm fruit because of the carotenoids, tocotrienols, and tocopherols that you're talking about. And so you're
right.
using that same, you're getting your base product from that same palm fruit, which has been shown to have some real benefits in cardiovascular health, especially.
Yeah, exactly. And there was just a study that was finished, and it showed that it was the gamma tocotrienol specifically that has the benefits, at least for the cardiovascular effects. But yeah, it is from the palm fruit, and it's from Carotech. They're one of the main manufacturers for this, and they were the company that that made the patent for the hair loss, and that's the company we get our tocotrienols from. So it is the exact same stuff that was used in the
And I was going to say, it's important for everybody to understand that the palm fruit oil that they used was also a refined version of palm fruit oil, because there was some question about whether or not refining changed the characteristics and the benefits of it. And so they used a refined version, and they still found the same cardiovascular effects that you're saying about reducing the amount of plaque buildup in small
right.
blood pathways, even in the refined stuff. So this is the same stuff that you're offering in Toco 8. So somebody would take 600 milligrams a day. That's a one-month supply that they get from
yeah.
you. And how soon can they start to notice? I mean, obviously, noticing the hair regrowth must take a couple months, right?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, but we've had reports that as soon as, you know, of 1 month where guys are saying they're noticing less hair fall out. I mean, they're noticing less hair in the shower.
See, and I'm suffering from that. Lately, I've been noticing a lot of hair coming out of my head in the shower.
Sure.
So yeah. that's something that yeah. I'm concerned about as well now.
Yeah, and it's able to stop that at the very least. I mean, and if you're lucky, you may grow back that 42% average, you know, that the participants did. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah. So now, how do people get Toco 8?
Well, they can go to toco8.com. That's just C-O, that's, I'm sorry, that's T-O-C-O-8.com.
T-O-C-O and the numeral 8, right?
Right.
So it's T-O-C-O, the number 8.com. And
yeah.
how much does a one-month supply of Toco 8 cost?
It's $29.95, and we're actually doing a special now for the radio here. It's Superhuman is the promotional code, and that will give you free shipping.
Oh, excellent. So if they type in now, is it case-sensitive? Is it Superhuman, all in caps, or is it just
no.
Okay, any way they type it?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Superhuman.
Superhuman, yeah.
And they'll get free shipping.
Yeah.
That's very, very exciting. So you can go to TOCO, the number 8.com, to get your sample of Toco 8. Get free shipping when you order a batch of Toco 8 using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, and try it out for yourself. And I know I'm going to try it. We talked about it because I have been noticing a lot more hair falling out in the shower, and it is something I am concerned about. I don't want to lose my hair as I age. I've got a lot of hair. So I'm going to be using Toco 8 myself. Now, Eric, will you come back on the show when you have some new testimonials from some of our listeners?
Definitely. I think there's a lot more I want to talk about with the Toco 8.
Yeah, we're going to come back on. We want to focus on some other benefits of this particular product as well. So, you know, aside from cardiovascular benefits, which in and of themselves, in my humble opinion, are much more profound than regrowing hair. And if regrowing hair is a side benefit, then albeit. Listen,
yeah.
I want to thank you very much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Carl.
All right, stay tuned. We've got more Superhuman Radio when we come back from this brief commercial break. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy-beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind my listeners that you can win $1,000 worth of protein powder. Visit superhumanradio.com and sign up to win a year's supply of whey protein from American Whey. It's a 10-pound tub every single month for 12 months worth over $1,000. Get on it, superhumanradio.com, and enter. You know, it's been the motto of this show, live stronger and live longer, and you know that that's something I believe in. I believe in physical strength, muscular strength, functional strength. We talk about it all the time. Well, now there's been a study published that shows that I'm right. My next guest is Stephen Blair. He is a professor at the Department of Exercise Science, Arnold School of Public Health, University of South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Professor Blair.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, first of all, the name of this study says it all, Association Between Muscular Strength and Mortality in Men. Tell my listeners a little bit about the study. How many participants were there in the study?
There were 8,762 men who ranged in age from 20 to 80 years.
Wow, so that's a real broad age range, and that's a large group of men. How long did you follow these subjects?
As long as 31 years for the ones that were examined earlier, but the average length of follow-up was about 19 years.
So we're talking about a long period of time. This is really good information. So what did you find? What was the relationship between muscular strength and mortality in these men?
Well, Carl, first of all, let me say that the muscular strength measures were taken in the laboratory. They were one repetition maximum bench press data and one repetition maximum leg press. So we measured the maximal strength in two large muscle groups in all of these men at baseline, then followed them for, as I said, an average of 18.9 years, during which time 503 of the men died. And so we were able to look at their measured strength at baseline in relation to their risk of dying during this follow-up period.
So now, were they retested at any point in time for muscular strength to see if their muscular strength had improved or declined?
No. In this database, we have a tiny number of men, I think, who were tested more than once. But basically, this was just measuring them at baseline and then following them forward in time.
Do you have
so it's a very good question, obviously. Can you improve your strength? And I think we both know you can if you take up resistance exercise training. But we don't have, and I'm not aware that anyone has data where strength has been measured at two points in time, so you could look at change in strength and then subsequent mortality during follow-up.
Well, there's your next study. the other thing that I would be interested to find out is if these individuals exercise, was there any information submitted on whether or not any of them were regular fitness individuals?
Yes, we have in this database quite a lot of information on clinical variables and self-reported lifestyle variables. So we ask these men at the time of the examination about their exercise habits, which would include typical aerobic kinds of activities such as walking, jogging, swimming, playing sports, and the like. And we also ask them if they did resistance training. And we do see in the database an association between the self-report of resistance training and strength. And surprise, surprise, the men who report doing resistance training are the ones who are stronger. Now, the correlation is not perfect, and it never is in these kind of comparisons, but we do have a little data on self-reported physical activity habits.
Now, I have to imagine that there's probably a point of diminishing returns as it relates to strength training and muscular strength, and its inverse relationship to mortality. However, I think it's fair to say, and I don't think I ever needed a study to tell me this, because I've been espousing this on my show for 3 years now, that people have to exercise. The human condition requires that we expend energy. Back in the 200 years ago, we toiled in fields, and that was our form of exercise, and today we become a little bit less required of that type of involvement with our body, so we have to now go out and exercise specifically to do that. But I don't need a study to tell me that if you exercise more often, your chances of living longer are increased. But it's so nice to finally see some respect given to muscular strength. I mean, this is really a great study, because this is not just aerobic expenditure, aerobic capacity. This is about muscular strength. I love this study.
Well, I think it is important that we're able to look at different types of fitness and various health outcomes. And, of course, as you just mentioned, most of the research on physical activity and health outcomes has been on aerobic-type activity. I mean, that's the way it started back in the 1950s with studies of occupational physical activity, which would have largely been aerobic activity. And then we've been studying cardiorespiratory fitness as determined by a maximal exercise test on a treadmill for quite a number of years. And we do see very strong inverse associations between cardiorespiratory fitness and mortality and indeed morbidity. People who are more fit are less likely to develop diabetes and develop hypertension and so on. But there just hasn't been many databases in the world that are large enough with measured muscular strength to be able to look at strength and these health outcomes. We've been doing this now for a few years. We've published maybe, four or five different papers on the topic. And my bottom line take on this is that both strength and cardiorespiratory fitness are important determinants of health. And by health, typically we mean lower risk of mortality, but also lower risk of metabolic syndrome and lower risk of hypertension and lower risk of other chronic diseases. As in this paper, when we look at strength and statistically adjust for cardiorespiratory fitness, we still find strength is important. And likewise, when we look at cardiorespiratory fitness and statistically adjust for strength, we find cardiorespiratory fitness to be important. So I think we're coming around now in the first part of the 20th century to have data to be able to say both types of fitness are important to health. And, of course, what that means, or what's important about that, is that both kinds of physical activity are important for health. Now, the consensus public health recommendations for physical activity for the last 10, 15 years have focused mainly on aerobic activities, but they have mentioned the importance of doing some resistance training. We've known for quite a long time, I think, that resistance training helps maintain strength, of course, and the first outcomes that were most evident were probably prevention of falls in older individuals.
Sure, sure.
Those who had better lower extremity strength were less likely to fall, less likely to have fractures. But now we're moving into the era where we're seeing lower mortality rates.
Right.
As I said, lower rates of metabolic syndrome.
I've always said on the show, Professor Blair, that muscle is metabolic currency. And the way you put money in the bank in your body is putting muscle on, because that's what burns calories. That's what keeps you erect. That's what allows you to be vital and strong. And muscle is metabolic currency. And I've said that for years now. And so this is proof of that.
Oh, absolutely. And the skeletal muscle is the largest organ in the body, unless you're really, really fat, I guess. And it's very metabolically active, as you suggest. And resistance training and aerobic training have somewhat different effects on the muscle cell. But the bottom line now is both kinds of exercise are important. So I think that's the public health significance of this and some of the other recent research, that the recommendation should be followed. Do your walking, jogging, playing tennis, whatever strikes your fancy, but also don't forget muscular fitness.
Right, right.
And we really, I think, can go even beyond these two kinds of fitness, and, you know, especially as one gets older.
Hey, Professor Blair, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. I want you to save this thought about when one gets older, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I also have a couple more questions for you about this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more about the association between muscular strength and mortality.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular
supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Professor Stephen Blair from the Department of Exercise Science, Arnold School of Public Health at the University of South Carolina, about a recently published study linking inversely muscular strength to mortality. So that basically what we know now is that muscular strength, or individuals that possess greater muscular strength, tend to live longer and resist some of the age-related diseases. Now, Professor Blair, you were saying before we went into the break about balance in the elderly, I think?
Right. There are actually many kinds of fitness. We've talked so far about aerobic or cardiorespiratory fitness and muscular strength. But balance is classified as a kind of fitness. And in young people, you don't even think about it. You know, well, sure, balance. I have good balance. As you get older, this is one of the things that you begin to lose. And now, as a 69-year-old man, I've been experiencing this in the last few years, and it was kind of astonishing to me when it began to happen. And I used to be an athlete and thought I had good balance. And, you know, sometimes now I feel a little unsteady, even though I am pretty active and fit. So that's another kind of fitness. And, again, being active, out moving around, I asked one of my friends, an expert in this area from Finland. I said, well, Ilka, what do you do to maintain balance? And he got a twinkle in his eye, and he said, country dancing. And by that,
one.
He meant folk dancing.
Sure.
And he also told me one time, well, a walk in the forest, you know, on a soft path where you
sure.
have to constantly correct your balance.
Sure.
So that's another kind. And flexibility is another type. Maintaining flexibility in your joints, I think we can be pretty certain, has some health and functional benefits. But for many decades, the focus in health research was on aerobic activity, cardiorespiratory fitness, and health outcomes. And now some of us are beginning to look at some of these other types of fitness, and it's all important, I think.
Now, you say some of us, which brings me to my next question. You know, in the early 1900s, there was something called physical culture. And physical cultureists like Bernard McFadden and Eugene Sandow, who espoused training with barbells and weights and so on, would impart health. And back then, the medical orthodoxy indicated that, you know, you really shouldn't do that. It could cause heart problems, and it could cause something called muscle-bound syndrome, which, you know, you would lose flexibility and be bound up and so on. Now, with that in the past, do you think that there's someday in the near future the average general practitioner will start to recommend resistance training as a mode of maintaining health to their patients?
Oh, yes. I think that's beginning to happen already. Certainly in the case of older individuals, I think clinicians are beginning to say doing some resistance training, maintaining your muscle mass, maintaining muscular strength is good, and that it will prevent falls and it will help you retain function better. The most recent recommendations on physical activity here in the United States were released just a year ago by the American Heart Association and the American College of Sports Medicine. And they focused much more on the health benefits of resistance training than we had seen in recommendations issued a decade or more ago. So this is beginning to come into the recommendations, and as you may know, sometime a little later this year, October or November, the federal government here will release for the first time official physical activity guidelines. And these, you've heard, I'm sure, about the dietary guidelines that get issued every 5 years. Well, this will be the first time for physical activity guidelines. And I don't know what they're going to say because the government is currently working on
with
those.
With all due respect, Professor Blair, the guidelines for nutrition set forth by the government, in my humble opinion, are misguided and flawed. And I hope that their recommendations for exercise show a greater adherence to what works as opposed to being overly cautious, for instance. That's just my, my humble opinion. And I, you know, with all due respect to any government workers out there, it just tends to be an underlying theme there.
Well, I won't.
I don't expect you to comment on it.
Guidelines. No. I'm not an expert, although I will say that the 2005 dietary guidelines did have more focus on physical activity than the ones in the past, and they were pretty much on target. There were things I would have changed. But I do know, and it is available now on the web, there was a panel of experts that put together a 600-plus page document reviewing all the evidence on physical activity and health. And that was submitted by this Institute of Medicine panel to the Department of Health and Human Services back a couple of months ago. And so that document is available to read, and it is very good. There's some of the leading scientists in this country. They put together a very good document, and I know the federal people who are working on it are very capable scientists, so I do expect a very good set of guidelines to be released shortly.
Well, that's exciting, because the reality is that at the core of disease in this country today, it's the food devoid of nutrients, the artificial additives in food today, compounded by the lack of exercise and improper sleep. Those three things, in my humble opinion, contribute a greater degree to metabolic syndrome, chronic disease than we've ever seen. I mean, you look at the decline in health, and you look at the increase in refined foods and the lack of exercise, and it's very obvious to anybody who looks at these two curves that one was going up while the other was going down.
I certainly agree with you, and of course, my bias is that it is the physical inactivity that's even the most important. And as you suggested a moment ago, you said 200 years ago. Well, we can go back 2,000 or 10,000 years. We evolved to be active animals.
Right.
That's the kind of critter we are.
Right.
We've progressively, since we developed agriculture and then the cities and then industrialization and then computerization, we've engineered energy expenditure out of daily life. And this is, in my opinion, the biggest public health problem we have facing us in the 21st century. So we have to look to ways, other ways, to get people to move, use their muscles, both for resistance training and aerobic-type activity. I mean, it's just essential to health.
You know what, Professor Blair? I've found that people tend to overthink things. I talk to people about this constantly. Well, I can't get to the gym often. You know what? I have a set of power block dumbbells in my home. I've got a couple kettlebells. I've got a jump rope. I've got an elliptical machine. I do more, and I'm like the Army. I do more before 6 a.m. in the morning than most people do all day. By 7 a.m. in the morning, I'm done with an hour's routine, and I'm ready to burn into the day. And my day goes great when I exercise first thing in the morning. And it doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't take any special clothes. It takes a modicum of interest and a couple devices, and you can do everything you need to do right there at home. You don't have to go to the gym at all if you don't want to.
Exactly, and you can fit it in over the course of the day as well. I mean, I'm a morning exerciser as well, but it doesn't really matter as long as you don't sit so much and get up and move around more. One of the exciting things that's come forth in recent years is this notion that you don't have to get your dose all at once. 3 10-minute walks gives you the same benefit as 1 30-minute.
I like that, too.
And I'm, breaking up, say, resistance training the same way. Now, most of us probably tend to do it all at one time, But the point is you don't have to. We sit too much.
Right.
I could ask you, Carl, are you sitting now?
You know that.
I'm standing up talking on the phone.
But you know what I did right during the commercial break right before I got you on the air? I did 50 push-ups and I did a set of curls with my power blocks. I do that during the four-minute breaks.
And you feel better, don't
you? Oh, yeah. I feel all pumped up for the next interview.
You've been sitting at the computer, doing an interview.
Right.
And if you just stand up for 2 minutes and move around a little bit or do some curls, you feel better. Yeah. Now, we just have to get people trying that out.
I want people to do it during commercials. I say do it when you're watching television, during the commercials, get down and do crunches, get down and do sit-ups, get down and do push-ups, do whatever. Listen, Professor Blair, we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to thank you very much. This is wonderful research. Will you come back on the show with your next published study in this area?
Sure.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
You're welcome.
And, of course, I want to thank all of my guests. I want to thank Eric Potratz. Go to TOCO8.com to learn more about their product that will help you regrow hair naturally and also unclog your arteries like Roto-Rooter for the veins and arteries. And then, of course, I want to thank Dr. Stephen Blair for coming on the show today and reinforcing the message that I am trying to promote on this show, and that is if you live stronger, you will live longer. And this goes for women as well. If you get in the gym and you train with the goal of increasing your strength, set goals to increase your strength with every workout routine, you will add years to your life. So don't wait another minute. I've said it before, muscle is metabolic currency. So visit your local gym or grab your favorite set of power blocks in your own home and start making deposits in the longevity bank so that you can have a long and healthy life. Stay engaged in life. Don't just be alive. Live. And the way to do that is through exercise and proper nutrition. And we'll always be giving you that information here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be back with another episode next week. Thanks for listening, as always. See you then.
My home.